The planet grows and grows till it is a swollen colossus that consumes my vision. I do not know who is dead, who is alive. My display is too busy. We hit the atmosphere and sound roars back. Halos of color cocoon my trembling form. To my left and right, the falling soldiers look like raging lightning bugs jerked out of some carver's fantasy. I admire one to my left. The bronze sun is behind him as he falls, silhouetting him, immortalizing him in that singular moment, one I know I shall never forget, so that he looks like a Miltonian angel, falling with wrath and glory. His exoskeleton sheds its friction armor, as Lucifer might have shed the fetters of heaven, feathers of flame peeling off, fluttering behind. Then a missile slashes the sky, and high-grade explosives christen him mortal once again. The moment we clear the atmosphere, surface gunfire screams up at us, carving holes through our falling swarm. Like a beehive struck, we activate our grav boots and fracture into a thousand different squadrons, each trying to follow its own coordinates. Enemy ripwings followed us into the atmosphere, but here we're more maneuverable, and we kill the big fighters with ease. I swoop in on one from behind with the howlers hot on my tail and slash it with my razor. I fly off as it spirals down through the clouds into the ocean below. Anti-aircraft fire screams up at us through the clouds and kills the gold to my right. A howler.